Welcome to our thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and verses 22 and 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So we reflect on those words of the Lord Jesus. Let's come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that as we spend a few moments reflecting on your word to us, that you would help us in our understanding and aid us in our application of your word to the way that we live, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In our passage today, Jesus speaks about the eye. The eye, he says, is the lamp of the body. Now in the Bible, the phrase to set the heart upon and to fix the eye upon are sometimes used interchangeably. So when Jesus speaks here of the eye, he's speaking of that which is at the very centre of our being, that which is a crucial part of our very existence. The Saviour goes on, if your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If we think about that for a moment, sight facilitates our appreciation of the beauty of creation. The sunrise and the sunset, snow-capped mountains, heather-clad moors, a bride's wedding dress, a child's smile. Sight facilitates our activity. Crossing the road, driving the car, a round of golf, completing the crossword. Sight is so essential to daily living that many of us can take it for granted. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, says Jesus, your whole body will be full of darkness. Those who suffer from blindness or even poor sight will understand immediately what Jesus is saying. If our eyes are bad, it affects our whole body. No doubt there are folk even in our own congregation who would testify that the loss of sight or the fear of the loss of sight is perhaps the greatest affliction they can experience or be concerned about. To lose the use of any part of our body engenders a sense of loss. An arm restricted by a stroke, a leg restricted by arthritis, hearing impaired by deafness. But if our eyes are bad, though the rest of our body might be well and healthy, our freedom of movement is curtailed. Our ability to do things is restricted. The eye is the lamp of the body. So the underlying question in these words of Jesus is, what is our sight like? Are our eyes good or bad? Are we full of light or full of darkness? Now, of course, Jesus is concerned here not with the physical, though he was and is the Son of God and is well able to give sight to the physically blind as he did during his earthly ministry. Nevertheless, Jesus is concerned here with the spiritual, with spiritual sight. Centuries before Jesus was born at Bethlehem, the Old Testament prophet Isaiah was inspired to write, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light." It was a statement that anticipated the coming of the one who is the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. It revealed that all mankind in our natural state live in darkness, lost in sin, ignorant of God's love and mercy, under God's judgment, unless the light of Christ shines into our lives. John Newton, in his great hymn, Amazing Grace wrote these words, speaking of how coming to faith in Christ had turned his life upside down. He said, "I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." A familiar advertisement for a high street chain of opticians has the catchphrase, "Should have gone to Specsavers." Spiritual sight is not something that can be rectified by a visit to the high street, but only by a visit to the foot of the cross at Calvary. Spiritual sight is not something that can be rectified by seeking a human optician, but only by seeking the divine physician. Spiritual sight is not something that can be rectified by calling upon Specsavers, but only by calling upon our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that on one occasion, some men came to the disciple Philip with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." What a great request to make. The Bible says that we need to fix our eyes upon Jesus, that he's to be our priority, to love and worship and serve. "Give me a sight, O Saviour, of thy wondrous love to me, of the love that brought thee down to earth to die on Calvary." When we see, truly see the Saviour, then by the enabling of the gift of the Holy Spirit, we have spiritual sight to discern spiritual truth as we read God's word, to see the world, as it were, through the eyes of Jesus, to value the things he values and prioritise the things he prioritises. Another lovely old hymn captures the theme of yesterday and today's daily thoughts in these words: "Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always, thou and thou only, first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure thou art." May our desire today and every day be, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus."